freestyle travel.
Hey everybody, got a lot to catch up on. Cheers from Ireland. I'm in Southwest Ireland, West Cork. Beautiful spot. Went to the most southwesterly spot a couple days ago. Got some good pictures of the cliffs and stuff out there. But yeah, I'm in Ireland. Last episode I was in, I don't know, Arizona? Sounds about right. yeah, so a bunch has happened since then. A whole bunch. So I'm going to catch you up on a funny story of winding up in Tahoe randomly. Not expecting that, going 12 hours driving out of my way. Not that I was driving, but you know, hitchhiking, things happened. I'll tell you that story and yeah, how I've wound up here in Ireland and I was in England a little bit. And yeah, times are good. Times are real good. Trip hopping is, that was the last episode I did, telling you guys a little bit about trip hopping. So I've released a beta version of that. Well, actually, I would call it an alpha version. And, you know, I'm getting pretty close to just telling you guys how to get on there too. Maybe just by the next episode. Who knows? Maybe by the end of the episode, I'll just decide and I'll tell you the access code at the end of the episode. We'll see. I don't want to tempt you and then not, but see how I'm feeling. Yeah, so that's going really well. Everything's cool. It's happy days. Been drinking a bunch of Guinness up here, and yeah, let me get into that. The Tahoe story's pretty good one, and yeah, actually the whole last month has been pretty awesome. So I'm gonna catch you up on these travels. Oh, New York is involved. New York's always awesome. Extra good. Yeah, so let's just let's jump into it. Alrighty, so yeah, last episode I was there in Phoenix at my buddy's place, coding away pretty much all day, every day, sitting in front of three monitors, just pecking at the keys, working on the app. And like I said, I do have an alpha version out now that I've, at least I gave the access code to the people on my Patreon, patreon.com/KennyFlannery, if you're really itching. Get on there. Like I say, I'm always posting micro podcasts and stuff on there too, and that's pretty helpful. That Patreon, people pay a little bit for all that extra content, and that becomes beer and travel money for me. So if you want to be a part of that, it is really cool. I really appreciate the people that are on there. Actually makes a big difference. It's not a ton of money, but a little goes a long way for me. And I like doing the little micro podcast. Just pull out my phone and every few days update people. So yeah, doing the whole trip hopping thing, got that going. And then I was thinking, all right, maybe I'll go up to Laughlin because I get those free casino rooms just for a few days, just to space out, be up there. And I was actually thinking about making a little bit of a run because I was down to maybe a couple $100, and at that point, I knew I'd be going out to Europe, where I am now, helping a friend with a yoga event that she's doing here in Ireland. And yeah, I was like, $200 is not going to go super far, especially considering I have to start getting plane rides here and there just to get between the islands, continental Europe, and whatever else I was going to do. So anyways, that was my plan. Let me go to the casino and just like make a stand, man. Put up the money I had and roll the dice, quite literally. So yeah, my buddy Larry dropped me off on the good edge of Phoenix by the 303, just like the point that I've hitchhiked from many times before to get up towards that Vegas direction. And he dropped me off there, and within, I don't know, 10 minutes, this dude picked me up in a pickup truck, and he was like, oh, I'm going right past Vegas. So he's like, I kind of know where Laughlin is. And I was like, oh, sweet. Because where he was going to drop me off was just going to be, I don't know what it was, 20 minutes to Laughlin. So I was like, oh, hell yeah. Great start to the day. So I knew I'd be riding with him for a couple hours. And then, yeah, he's like, yeah, I'm actually going up to Tahoe with a bunch of friends that he grew up with, all going on their yearly snowboarding trip. They always go somewhere different. This time it was Tahoe. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And we stopped, and I realized, too, at a gas station, I realized he was wearing a brewery shirt, Santan Brewery. And then I realized in the cup holder, he'd been drinking a Sierra Nevada double IPA. I was like, oh, fuck yeah, you're into beer? He's like, hell yeah, I am. He's like, you want a beer? So grabbed me a beer. I was like, oh, cool. I like drinking beer. So drinking a beer, and then he's like, I really like rest areas. I want to stop at the rest area real quick. And he was doing lines of Coke. He's like, you want to do a line? I was like, well, why not? It's not something I do too often. So a little lightning bolt to that every once in a while. Ain't going to hurt. And then stopped another rest area, another one. And then he's like, dude, you should come to Tahoe. Like another beer, you know, a couple beers in. He's like, dude, you should come to Tahoe. All my friends are up there. You'd really love them. Doesn't sound like you're on like a definitive mission right now, which I wasn't. Like I said, I was just, well, I kind of was. I wanted to make that stand. But then I was like, ah, fuck it. You know what? Tahoe. He's like, we'll be snowboarding all day, but like, we're going to be partying all night. And he's like, I got you. I got you on food and beer, whatever. You won't spend a dime. And I was like, oh, man. And then I was thinking, oh, there are those casinos in Tahoe. I can, like, while they're snowboarding, I can still make my little stand and still work on trip hopping and then party with these guys. I'm like, why wouldn't I do that? I was like, let's go. Let's go. Let's do it. So he talked me into it. And, yeah, so that was an extra, like, I don't know, 10 more hours, 12 more hours of driving from where I thought I was going to get let off by Laughlin. We ended up getting up to Tahoe at like midnight, blasting off all the way up there, having a good old time. Got there right before midnight, so some people had gone to sleep, but most of his friends were still awake, kind of waiting for us, and that was pretty awesome. Had to kind of tell them that we'd sort of met each other little ways ago, just to soften the blow. You know, some people get weird, it's like, I picked up this hitchhiker, so... Yeah, just kind of had to roll with that, which was totally fine. All of his friends were awesome. Good amount of them were pilots. Couple girls there were friends of them. Was she a pilot? No, she wasn't a pilot. They were cool, though. Everyone was just generally awesome. And, had some drinks and hung out. And then the next morning, they indeed went snowboarding. And they were telling us, like, you got to get in here before this blizzard comes in. There's a big blizzard, whatever. So we did. We got in before that started. But it ended up being the biggest blizzard in history for Tahoe. So they got out and snowboarded the next day. But that was the only day that they would go snowboarding. So they came back. And after that, that blizzard just dumped snow. We got around 8 feet of snow. I think some spots got 10 or more feet over the course of the next several days. So most of the mountains were shut down. Roads back to Sacramento, where some of them had come from, were shut down. Like, a lot of stuff was just shut. So ended up working out for me, because everyone rolled in all day and we were just drinking and having fun all day. What I didn't account for, I should mention, is the whole time we were going up there, I thought we were going to South Lake Tahoe. So I was like, oh, cool, we're going to be like, you know, walking distance to casinos and stuff. Turns out we were up in, I'm forgetting, Tahoe City kind of area. So the whole casino thing did not happen. But, like I said, still worked out, because just having a bunch of drinking games and partying with all these animals, people jumping off the roof and in the snow. There's so much snow. We had a hot tub, and just like, we'd have to constantly shovel like 2 feet of snow off the hot tub cover every time we wanted to use it. Like, it just did not stop snowing. It was really cool, actually, to have that spot. All the way to the point where we ended up staying an extra day. They had to call the Airbnb dude and be like, we're just staying an extra day. Like, we're almost not even asking for permission. And luckily, they were, like, super cool. It was like, because we just had no option to get out of there, a lot of them. So that ended up working out. And, yeah, finally... Oh, in the process of being there, the dude who initially gave me a ride was asking what I was off to next and everything, and I'd already gotten this ticket, the cheapest plane ticket from the U.S. to Europe I could find was a $99 ticket from New York City to London. So I'm like, yeah, I got to get to New York by this date. So I'll probably hitchhike. He was asking how long it would take. I was, you know, maybe a week. Maybe I'd give myself 10 days if I was being super careful. He's like, how much would a plane ticket be? And I was like, more than I can afford, you know, whatever it is. Literally, even if it was like a $50 or $60 ticket, like, be like, I don't know about that. But we looked it up. It was like a $100 ticket. And he's just like, fuck that, dude. I'm buying you a plane ticket from Phoenix. So I'm like, he's like, just come hang out with me in Phoenix. And like, you can even like, help work on some job sites and stuff, make a little cash, and we'll just party. And, you know, same deal. If we're getting beers, I'm buying. I was like, dude, that is, I'm not turning that down. that's a good deal. So that's what I did. I rolled back to the west side of Phoenix. Phoenix is so big. You guys, like, if you ever been out there, he's out, like, in Mesa, technically. So even though I was back, like, where my friend was in Phoenix, it was, like, an hour drive from him. Like, might as well have been another town. So he lived in, like, a trailer park kind of situation out there. Pretty nice one. So, yeah, hung out with him. Forgot how long it was. Felt like it was probably a week. A few days I did indeed go work on the construction sites with him. He had a few different things going on, building one house in someone's backyard, kind of like a Airbnb sort of situation from scratch, working on a condo. So I don't know, I was just doing random stuff, and to be honest, I wasn't doing much. They weren't really prepared. It did kind of luck out because there's three of these guys who are mostly doing these jobs, and the first night I met one of them, he got busted up on a bike and, like, fractured his leg. This night we're all just drinking and hanging out, so they're like, yeah, we definitely need your help. So it worked out for everybody, pretty much. Dug a trench in someone's backyard, installed stuff on doors, hinges or whatever, random stuff. But yeah, was able to cash up, make a few $100 without even having to gamble. Look at that, look at me go. Yeah, a little bit of beer money, which I'm already kind of blowing through, but that's okay. And yeah, got the easy flight to New York, even though that was delayed 12 hours, but whatever. Nobody likes an airport story. They're all pretty boring. But I did wind up in New York and got to catch up with my little brother, stayed with him in Manhattan. That was awesome. Always love catching up with him. And the very next day was St. Patrick's Day, so it was St. Patrick's Day in New York. Fucking awesome. Had a good time hanging out with all his buddies and stuff, and yeah, just good times had by all. And eventually I got to catch up with my friend Mark, my oldest best friends. Had a whole night with him, met up with him at like 10, 11 at night, and you know, by 8 in the morning we were still getting after it. Stoop drinking on some random stoop in Manhattan. We got all over the place that night and, like, really caught up. That was one for the books that night with Mark. That was awesome. Got a lot of stuff out there and just, yeah, had a great time. And yeah, so I literally drank with him till 8 in the morning, and that was the day of my flight. So I literally missed my brother going to work by minutes. I knew I wouldn't see him. I already said goodbye the night before, but yeah, I was able to catch like a few hours of sleep, and then I just had to bust it to JFK to get to the airport. And hopped the flight overnight to London. Got to London like 6 in the morning. And so that was the idea to get to Ireland ultimately, was get that super cheap flight to London. And then there's a bunch of like cheap Ryanair flights from England to Ireland. So a week later, I had found a flight from Liverpool to Cork, Ireland for like $20. So I'm like, all right, sweet. All together, $120 to get from the US to Ireland with a little week in England. You could do better, but not much. So that was good. Yeah, so I spent a couple days in London. Couch surfing kind of situations in England were not working out super well. Obviously, I don't fuck with couch surfing anymore since the paywall, but just trust routes and couchers, I was getting a lot of like no replies. And honestly, even like Liverpool on some of the sites only had like one host. So didn't do too much of that. I did couch surf with this guy, via trust routes in Luton, which is a little town north of London. I guess there's an airport some people use to get to London. So he's hosted like 500 people through all the sites. He's on all the sites, including like Warm Showers and Woofing and Workaway. That guy was super cool. Yeah, if you ever look up Luton and Trust Roots, you'll find him. he's cool. He's been like an extra sort of on all these different like Game of Thrones, Batman type of movies and stuff. I guess there's a lot of production right there north of London and around. So that's his deal. So that was cool. Just watching some movies with him, and he'd be like, that's me in the armor. I'm like, oh, cool. Yeah, so that was fun. Went to one decent craft brewery in London, but man, it's pricey over there. More expensive than the States. And it's more hit or miss too, I would say. A lot better chance you're gonna get not great beer. So I'm like, I'm not gonna waste too much money there. But Cloudwater was the one I went to, had an Imperial Stout, 11-something%, kind of a pastry stout, and it was good. that was the better beer that I had in England. Yeah, hitchhiked up through like Birmingham and stuff, and eventually did get to Liverpool. Couple days in Liverpool. I did hit a brewery in Liverpool, and the beer was not great, but the bartender and the clientele were awesome, so I stuck around there for a couple cask pulls and whatnot, some stouts. Worth it. Yeah, and then finally caught just like an hour flight to Cork, the Ryanair flight, to finally get to Ireland, and that was cool too. Got through the airport super quick, no bullshit with customs or passport stuff. Just 20 seconds talking to a guy. What are you doing here? Drinking Guinness, stampy stampy, off you go. And as I was walking out of the airport to hitchhike the hour and a half to where my friend was, she was out there, which was kind of unexpected, but not totally unexpected. I knew she was landing an hour earlier than me, and she'd already said there was a car that was going to be completely full, and there she was, stuffing that car. And I guess they had issues with some stuff in the airport, so they were delayed. But it was cool just to see her face and see some of the other faces I'd be hanging out with very soon. So I was able just to say, what's up, and I'll see you soon. And I pretty much almost beat her to the spot. So hitchhiking in Ireland, super easy. I walked to the edge of the airport. I got a ride within a minute from this one dude going to a place called Bandon. He does some like silicone hardware stuff. That was cool. Next ride came pretty quick. Third ride came quick. And that one got me within 4 or 5 miles of where I was going. So I was like, all right, nothing else. I'm going to walk it. And then sure enough, I got a ride from a couple from Philadelphia, and they took me directly to the spot. So caught up with Molly, my friend here, and a bunch of the yoga ladies hanging out here. There's one other dude here I've been kicking it with because he's not really part of the thing. But he's here, so I'm here to like shoot some video and do some promotional stuff, website tech stuff. But yeah, otherwise I've been able to hang out with this guy, super awesome, and just, you know, roll into different parts of different towns, different pubs, check stuff out, see what the deal is. It's fucking Ireland, man. It's beautiful here. So we went to the most southwestern point a couple days ago. I think you look on my Instagram, Hobo Lifestyle, I got at least one picture up from that little scene. Pretty cool. Much more to come. I got the drone out here, of course, so I'll be getting that up in the air. And yeah, I think we're here in this spot. It's called Ballydehob, an hour and a half from Cork. More yoga stuff, and then later this week we're going to Dublin, and there's some stuff going on that I think I'm less involved with, and I'll be actually couch surfing with someone I haven't seen in years and years, so I'm stoked about that. Someone I met at the original Couchsurfing Collective in Alaska. Hanging with her, there's rumors of sailing. And then we're going south of Dublin, where things will kick off a little bit more. And then finally, I think all the yoga stuff's over, but we'll be going to near Galway just to straight kick it. And Molly's husband, also my friend, is flying into Dublin here pretty soon, so someone else to bro out with. I don't know, maybe hit the Guinness factory again. I've done it before, but why not do it again, you know? Those pints are adding up though, so I'm gonna have to figure something out here monetarily, but hopefully that's not really an issue I run into for at least another few weeks or a month or so. Happy day. So that's the situation. Let me cut into that outro, because I already said some of the shit I usually say in the outro. Alright, let's do it. All right, yeah, so like I said, enjoying Ireland. Ton of Guinness, bunch of Murphys, but also some craft beers here and there. One called Sullivan's from Kilkenny. That's probably the best IPA that I've had so far. Or no, that one's actually from outside of Dublin, the best IPA. I think it's called the Big Bangin' IPA from Rye River Brewery. Might try to do an episode there or something while I'm here. So, yeah, I already kind of gave you the rundown of what my immediate sort of future's kind of looking like. And beyond that, Germany and Netherlands are probably in the mix. I don't know. But I'll get another episode up here in Ireland, almost certainly. But yeah, things are good. And I mentioned I might give you guys a trip hopping access code. It's Imperial Stout. If you heard that, you heard it. You can type it in, it'll work. If you don't get it, I'll make a more formal announcement here somewhere on the next episode or something. I'll probably just take the code off or whatever. So that's it. Check it out. Good times. Hope you guys are fucking doing awesome. And I will see you down the road. To hell with plans I've made, I need a new escape. With all my shit straight, I'll get my big break.